honest with you. Charlie Sizemore is probably known or remembered right now, at least, pretty much as one of Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys' lead singer and guitar player. And he did a great job with them. And he's also a lawyer, and he did some lawyering and decided that he would get away from bluegrass a little bit. But now he's back in it again. And boy, he's got some of the best albums out right now that I've heard in a long time. Charlie's a great tongue-in-cheek songwriter and finder, such things as Alley's Band and No Lawyers in Heaven. And I'm telling you what, there are some great, great songs. Being a lawyer, you really appreciate what he sings in his song, too. Please make welcome the Charlie Sizemore Band.
One kiss from her two lips, my heart's so troubled and tripping, I fall, and I can't get up and walk away this time. Only she's got arms like these, one squeeze got me weak in the knees, and I fall, and I can't get up and walk away this time. Well, I haven't got a leg to stand on, but I still feel 10 feet tall. Wasn't something to plan on. No, I don't mind at all. Well, I don't mind, I'll be fine if I can get me to the trail on time. And I fall, and I can't get up. I fall, and I can't get up. I fall, and I can't get up. Walk away this time. To the church on time, and I fall, and I can't get up. I fall, and I can't get up. I fall, and I can't get up. I'm walking away this time. Twisted old tree called the bristlecone pine. The wind there is bitter, cuts like a knife, keeps that tree holding on for dear life. But hold on, a dove, standing its ground, standing as empires rise and fall down. When Jesus was gathered lambs to his fold, this tree was already 1,000 years old. Now the way I have lived, there ain't no way to tell. When I die, if I'm going to heaven or hell. So when I'm laid to rest, it would suit me just fine to sleep at the feet of the bristlecone pine. return to this earth, what little this body mine might be worth. But soon start to nurse the roots of that tree. It would partake of the essence of me. And who knows but that as the centuries turn, a small spark of me might continue to burn. As long as the sun does continue to shine down on the limbs of the bristlecone pine. Now the way I have lived, there ain't no way to tell. When I die, if I'm going to heaven or hell. So when I'm laid to rest, it will suit me just fine to sleep at the feet of the bristlecone pine. Yes, and just to soon serve out eternity's time, asleep at the feet of the bristlecone pine. Well, I'll be as lonely as a thunderous shower. funny feeling I ain't never had. Hey, when I'm over, ain't a part of me feels bad. Misery and loneliness I've known before makes me appreciate my baby that much more. When I come home, it's kisses, my pipe in my house shoes. My baby loves me. Tip my hat to children as I go on my way. Sunshine, warm me too. My baby loves me and no blues is good news. Well, I was being lonely as a motherless child. Took one muscle in my body and smiled. Got a funny feeling. My pies in my house shoes. My baby loves me and no blues is good news. My baby loves me and no blues is good news. Well, thank you very much, and good afternoon to you. It's good to be here with you. Gettysburg, one of my favorite places in the whole wide world to play. And we appreciate Rich and Joe letting us be part of the show. More than that, we appreciate y'all being here. Because otherwise, that would be a little awkward for us right now. The fellow you heard doing the fine fiddle playing comes from Chicago, Illinois. Cut his teeth as a bluegrass fiddle player, then he later drifted off into the netherworld of coliseums and arenas, playing with the likes of Sammy Kershaw and Travis Tritt and Laura Morgan and all those people, from which we rescued him, and we're glad to have him with us. That's Mr. Paul Kramer on the fiddle. A mandolin player, chances are if you've seen me in the past 15 or 20 years or so, you've seen him standing here at my left playing the mandolin, and we're going to get him to sing a song for you right now. He does a great job, and he's a good friend from Richmond, Kentucky, Mr. Dandy Barnes on the mandolin.
It's big job getting by cottage and wild. I've been working, man, dang near all my life and keep on working. Shoes. I bring my beer to the tavern, sing a little goodies, working man blues.
All right, go, Paul.
Thank you. had a baby working man blues. I'm singing the blues. I never been to heaven. Sing a little bit of these working man blues.
I actually broke that string on purpose because I was getting really thirsty and I realized I'd left my water backstage. So now I got some water. All right, we're gonna do you a Tom T. Do you have any Tom T. Hall fans here? Well, I'm glad because I have found out in my travels that neither Tom T. Hall nor I are universally admired. I got a very wicked email from some guy that was really getting me down the road for singing Tom T. Hall songs. I mean, had some other choice words for me. Said all I did was Tom T. Hall songs. Well, he's wrong on his facts because I only do very few Tom T. Hall songs, and some of them I help write. So, you know, maybe one or two a show or whatever. But if that fella happens to be in the audience, and I always have it in the back of my head that he may show up somewhere, now is the time for him to step aside because he might slit his wrists on this one. And we don't want that on Charlie's conscience now, do we? But I've known Tom T. a long time. We're both from Eastern Kentucky. We're self-educated. I went to the University of Kentucky. And I was down at the Country Music Hall of Fame not long ago, and Tom T. was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. And here's the song he sang. And see if you remember it. How old do you think I am? He said. I said, well, I didn't know. He said, you know, I turned 65 about 11 months ago. I was sitting in Miami, pouring blended whiskey down, when this old gray black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge. There wasn't anyone around except this old man, me, the guy. Ironsides on TV. Uninvited, he sat down and opened up his mind about old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Ever had a drink? About it, though I didn't answer back. three things. And this world, this world is solitary. But old dogs and children and watermelon wine. He said women think about themselves when menfolk ain't around. Friends are hard to find when they discover that you're down. He said, I tried it all when I was young and in my natural prime. Now it's old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Old dogs care about you. God bless little children while they're still too young to hate. When he moved away, I found my pen and copied down that line about old dogs and children and water. A plane up to Atlanta the next day. As I left for my room, I saw him picking up my change. That night I dreamed in peaceful sleep of shady summertime. Of old dogs and children. Thank you. Our banjo player comes to us from Churchill, Tennessee, by way of Nashville, where he's been for several years. And he's also been in this band for several years. Prior to that, you may have seen him during his 10-year stint with Larry Sparks, from which we rescued him, got him a little intensive outpatient therapy and some medication. And he is coming along very well, I'm pleased to say. A fine feller, a singer and banjo picker, Mr. Josh McMurray, is playing the five string. Here's a song that was a top five hit for my friend Bobby Bear back in the early 1970s when the country music had some pretty good stuff worth listening to. And, well, I'm not going to get on that. You can't quiz me about modern country music because I don't know anything about it. I mean, I know a little bit about a few things. That ain't one of them. But I say all that to say this. This reached number one on Bluegrass Unlimited's national survey for this very band. In the year of our Lord, 1996, and we still get requests for it. It's called That's How I Got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you follow. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis.
hurry, tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I've got to find her. That's how I've got to. Come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Now I haven't eaten to buy or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis.
Our bass player, you have may have seen playing with many of the very top tier bands in our business, including Miss Rhonda Benson, and we're pleased to have him. Also from Richmond, Kentucky, that's Danny's little brother, Randall Barnes, is playing the bass. I'm going to sing you a song right now that I've been singing ever since I put the band together back in 1986. Long time ago. Some songs you kind of like, some you kind of put up with after several years. But I have never gotten tired of this song, and I hope you like it.
Like the prodigal son, I drifted in darkness. The clutches of sin, they clung to my soul. My burdens were heavy, my sins were so deep. But when I touched Jesus, He thank you.
she touched Jesus. Was healed on that day.
Thank you. I realize that we've got time to do a couple more that we're not going to get to some of the songs we need to do. And by the way, if you haven't heard your favorite song, and nobody's done it, and nobody will do it, just come and ask us, and I promise you, if we know it, we will do it. We don't take ourselves all that seriously. We will do it. We'll let you videotape it for your own amusement and make copies and sell it. I don't care. It ain't costing me nothing. Now, if two people independently ask for the same song, and I can tell, we will do it whether we know it or not. Here's one we do know, because it's the title cut from our most recent recording on Rounder Records, and it's called Heartache, Looking for a Home. Looking for a home like grandma, looking for a home like grandma, hunting for a home. Heartache, looking for a home, you're a heartache. Looking for a home like grandma, looking for a home like grandma, hunting for a home. Heartache, looking for a home. Says, no, you're a heartache, looking for a home on the ground. By the way, we have our records already set up. Paul Kramer has a couple of CDs. Josh McMurray has one. Danny has one, maybe two. I've got quite a collection. Randall is working on one, and he should have it ready by the next show. So come over and see us. And you'll be able to get this song from our most recent Rounder CD. This song makes more sense if I tell you how the song came to be. So if you'll bear with me, you will look back and say, gosh, I'm glad that I let Charlie tell me that little story, because this song makes so much more sense now. And it's a true story. This friend of mine named Sonny Tackett from Johnson County, Kentucky, not far from where I'm from, was down in New Orleans. Sonny's kind of a hobo and a songwriter. And he became acquainted with a member of the very well-known and quite wealthy DuPont family from over in Delaware, I believe. And this DuPont guy had a girlfriend of which the family did not approve. Now, they told him that he either break up with the girlfriend or they would disinherit him. This is every bit the truth. He decided to take the money, and he broke up with his girlfriend. And as best I can determine, my most recent information is this DuPont fellow is living today in an exclusive suburb of New Orleans in abject misery. Now, usually I'll see a smile or two and I know why. It always happens. Most of you all, 99% of you all, saying, isn't that just terrible? And some of you, like me, I must confess, are saying, you know, it ain't so awful that these very rich people can be miserable like the rest of us sometimes. So. But maybe he'll pull out of it. But here is the song. We'll see you back here around sometime between 7 and 8 o'clock. It's been fun. Thanks for sitting out in the sun. I almost wrote a song. And we'll see you a bit later. Thanks a lot. Down in the corner.
Charlie Sizemore Band. Great job, guys. I'll tell you what. Now, you come on back at 7:15 on account of because that's when they're going to do their next set. And they're just do their amazing thing. And,